The people of Israel were trapped between the Red Sea that lay in front of them and the Egyptian army that barred the way behind. On either side stretched the desert. Pharaoh had changed his mind about the Israelites and had decided to bring his slaves back to Egypt. So he had set out to pursue them with his entire army of chariots, horsemen, and troops. The children of Israel were terrified and cried out to the Lord. God spoke to them through Moses, telling them not to be afraid. The Lord himself would deliver them, and they would never see the Egyptians again. The pillar of cloud that had been going before them to show the way moved and went behind them. For the Egyptians the cloud brought darkness, so that they could not go near the people. But for the Israelites the cloud burned with fire, so that it lit up the night and enabled them to make ready to leave. The Lord said to Moses, "Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground. The Egyptians, in the hardness of their hearts, will go in after them, and I will gain honor for my name through Pharaoh and all his army. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh." In Egypt, the Lord had performed mighty miracles in favor of Israel. The 10 plagues had brought shame on the Egyptian idols and suffering on the people and their king. Now God was going to judge Pharaoh for the last time by destroying his entire army. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided before the children of Israel, forming a wall on their right hand and on their left. It was dark, and the pillar of cloud burned with fire and lit up the night for the people. So they crossed the Red Sea on dry ground, with the water rising like a wall on both sides. When the Israelites had reached the other shore, the Egyptians saw that the way through the sea was open, and that the people had crossed in safety. So they pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. The pillar of cloud had moved and no longer barred their way. At daybreak, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. The wheels of their chariots swerved and sank in the seabed, so that they had difficulty driving. Seeing they were unable to catch up with the Israelites, they began to be afraid. "Let's get away from them," they said. "The Lord is fighting for them against us." But they were already in the middle of the Red Sea, while the children of Israel were in safety on the other side. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their army." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea as the Lord commanded, and the water began to return to its place. It was daybreak, and the people of Israel could see the Egyptian troops in confusion as they tried to escape. Unable to do so, they were swept away into the sea. The waters rose around them and covered the foot soldiers, the chariots and horsemen and troops that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. The people saw their pursuers disappear as the water returned to its place, and then they saw them lying dead on the seashore. The Egyptians had ill-treated the Israelites for many years, but now the Lord had saved his people and had brought judgment on their oppressors. So the Israelites feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. Next episode, Israel in the desert.